Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Home. The word home has an emotional meaning, especially around Christmas time. Home represents for many of us the beginning of a time of security and acceptance, of love and life itself. Home can tap the most heartwarming feelings imaginable. And yet, the word home can conjure up painful memories for others. So when I say the word home, our hearts and minds are touched in a very deep way. Bing Crosby was the first to record the song, "I'll Be Home for Christmas." The song represents the point of view of an overseas soldier during World War II. He tells his family he will be coming home. He includes requests for when he is home, requests for snow, mistletoe, and presents under the tree. But the song ends on a melancholy note, with the soldier saying, "I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams." Over 100 artists have recorded this song because its message is timeless. It speaks of an ideal sense of home. In December 1965, while on Gemini 7, orbiting the Earth in outer space, astronauts Frank Borman and John Lovell requested "I'll Be Home for Christmas" be played for them by the NASA ground crew. So to think of home stirs up feelings. The word can be such a source of comfort, of holiday happiness with family and friends. Yet for others, hearing the word home can tap into loneliness and absence, confusion and struggle. The opposite of home is homeless. And when I hear the word homeless, I picture someone sleeping under a piece of cardboard next to a building. When I hear the word homeless, I feel for those who do not have a sense of belonging or security. When I think of the word homeless, I think of poverty, hunger, fear, desperation. All words that are in contrast to a cozy, comforting sense of home. So hold in your heart now how you are touched this night by the word home or homeless, because the gospel we just heard speaks of home and homelessness. Joseph took Mary back to his hometown to be registered. But by the time they got to Bethlehem, it was late at night. They could not call ahead to ask Joseph's relatives to wait up for them, to leave the light on like a Motel 6. There were no cell phones. They couldn't call or text that they would be late. They couldn't even make online reservations for a hotel near home. So they ended up on the outskirts of town, in a makeshift space for the night. And on their way to Bethlehem, they passed homeless shepherds. Shepherds who did not have a roof over their heads were watching their flock in a hill. Shepherds have a unique line of work. It requires them being homeless. Some of you have jobs, or you go away to college and it takes you away from home. Who would choose that? The shepherds did, as some of you have to do. They were away from home, and they fully lived their vocations. And their vocations seemed humble, including not even having the income to own their own home. Yet it was to these homeless men that an announcement came from heaven, and they were the first to be told that everything in history would change that night. For Joseph and Mary, the shepherds, for every person who has a home, and everyone who was homeless, everything changed for us that night. And the words home and homeless, therefore, changed forever. God entered time and space and place and became one of us. God entered human life and became present as a little tiny, adorable, vulnerable, dependent baby named Jesus. And the word home and homeless changed forever because born for us was God with us. Represented in nativity scenes like the one we have in front of our altar and creche sets from around the world are scenes of home and homelessness. For in a stable with animals, lying on straw, was a baby, surrounded by Mary and Joseph, a variety of guests, such as shepherds, a brown cow, a gray donkey, and sheep. And the central figure is Jesus. And what is so very important to remember about any nativity scene, with all these homeless cast of characters, is that it reveals a new meaning for the word home. Where Jesus lay was home. He was the center for Mary and Joseph's life, the song of the angels, and the mission of the shepherds. Walter Cronkite, a famous newscaster, once said, "Home is the sanctuary where the healing is." Jesus Christ grew up to become a sanctuary of healing for everyone. And the angels sang that promise to the shepherds. It is the promise we inherit. Jesus Christ is meant to be the central figure in our lives. Because of the presence of God made flesh in Jesus, we are not homeless ever. Wherever we are, God is with us. This Christmas night, I pray that whatever feelings you have surrounding the word home, a new meaning has been born in your hearts. Where the child Jesus lays is home. Therefore, open your hearts to Jesus Christ so that he may find a home in you. Open your heart to Jesus Christ so that you may experience the family of God. Open your hearts to Jesus Christ so that he may dwell in you and you in him forevermore. Merry Christmas. Amen.